The labor issue still unresolved with today's Accent on Agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. One of the top priorities for American farmers today is trying to get Congress to approve comprehensive immigration reform. And tomorrow on Capitol Hill in Washington, the House Ag Committee will convene to once again discuss this issue. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman is expected to testify on the labor needs of agriculture. And AFBF labor specialist Austin Perez says members of Congress need to understand at least two things.
First, the recognition is we're not going to be able to find Americans to fill those job slots in order to do the harvesting and all the other things that farmers need done. Secondly, if we don't have anyone to fill those farm jobs, then how are we going to continue to produce domestically a food supply that is safe and abundant for America? If we're not able to import that labor, we're going to import our food.
Austin Perez says farmers don't want to hire illegal workers, and they shouldn't have to be held liable for determining if a worker is legal or not.
I think our growers are doing the best they can as farmers to try to check documents that even INS agents can't tell is legitimate or not. And so we need a system that addresses that problem so we'll know who's got legal documents and who doesn't, and that it doesn't place the burden on farmers to be INS agents, because that's not what Congress intended, and that's not right. That's not the way it should be.
Now, there's much speculation around the country that nothing will be voted on until after next year's election, but Perez says farmers are going to continue to keep up the pressure for comprehensive immigration reform to be approved as soon as possible.
I think there's a recognition that we're at crisis proportions on this issue, and I think agriculture has one thing going for it that no other industry does. I don't think people are willing to do agricultural jobs, and I think everyone knows that.
Now, Farm Bureau estimates without a stable legal supply of labor, the fresh fruit and vegetable industry could see U.S. production decline by up to $9 billion a year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.